Welcome to Crop Watch Podcast, a production of Nebraska Extension.
Well, good Friday afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the weekly weather outlook and update of the Crop Watch Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Hunt. Start today talking about an extension event going on in Aurora. So on Thursday, March 28th in Aurora, there is a one-day event for participants to interact with fellow sprayer drone enthusiasts and learn the necessary steps to enter the sprayer drone arena. The conference is for anyone who wants to know more about sprayer drone technology using sprayer drones for crop or livestock production. Again, that's Thursday, March 28th in Aurora. Now, let's take a look at conditions around the state. Currently, skies are mostly sunny to clear across pretty much the entire state. Temperatures range from the low 40s in Kimball to the upper 50s in Falls City. Temperatures, though, generally are in the low to mid 50s across the state. A quick roundup at temperatures at 3 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Mountain, 41 in Kimball, 48 in Scotts Bluff, 53 in Chadron, 51 in O'Neill, 55 in Ord, 54 in Grand Island, 50 in Kearney, 55 in Beatrice, 55 in Lincoln, 54 in Omaha, 53 in South Sioux City, and 59 in Falls City. So as we move into the weekend, we have a relatively quiet weekend ahead of us, mostly sunny skies. A cold front will be moving through the state during the day tomorrow. That will usher in some windier conditions from the north and northwest. This will not be a significant shot of cold air, but it will be noticeably cooler on Sunday than what will be tomorrow across pretty much the entire state, particularly in eastern and northeastern Nebraska, where temperatures will be probably held below 50 for most of the day. Certainly northeastern Nebraska, you'll probably be lucky to get in the mid-40s during the day on Sunday. The one concern, though, and particularly across parts of northeastern, north central Nebraska, where we haven't had much recent precipitation, is an elevated to high fire danger risk. So with the passage of the cold front, we will have higher wind speeds on Saturday. Those winds will continue through the day on Sunday. And then as we move into Monday, winds will be picking up from the south and the southwest. So we will also have some enhanced fire danger risk into the early portion next week as well. So just please be very, very careful if you are out doing field work. Just make sure that maybe hold off any control or prescribed burns at least tomorrow through early this next week. If you have to do any sort of burning, just please make sure you use as much, take all precautions possible and to make sure your local fire department is nearby just in case something happens to get slightly out of control. We don't need a repeat of Betty's Way anytime soon. As we move through most of next week, though, we are entering another mild week of temperatures. So I think most of the state should be somewhere in the 60s most of the week. Monday probably a little bit cooler, but certainly by the time we get to Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 60s should be pretty dominant across the state. I would suspect that particularly in the southern, southeastern portion of the state, there's a pretty good chance at least one or two of those days we will crack the low 70s. Again, not record temperatures this time of year, just kind of continued mild, which has been the rule here for most of the last several months, that stretch in January with polar vortex stretching notwithstanding. As we first two or three days next week, though, Sunday through Tuesday, probably really through most of Wednesday, most places should see ample sunshine, clear skies. We'll be a little bit breezy, but certainly a lot of sun and somewhat warmer temperatures for this time of year. So I don't think too many people will be complaining about the weather too much early this next week. Things start to change a little bit as we move into the later portion of the week. So Wednesday night into Thursday, there will be a weaker trough moving into the southern plains, and there might be a weaker surface low that might be developing somewhere on the northern end of it in Kansas. And it's going to be a similar situation what we had, I guess it would have been last Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, where we saw a short wave kind of ripple through our region of the country. All it did was bring clouds to Nebraska, but it did actually produce some decent thunderstorms across parts of Missouri on Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning. There is some signal that this short wave could help initiate some thunderstorm activity or at least shower activity in south central, southeastern, east central Nebraska on Wednesday into Thursday morning. Again, this doesn't look like a huge event at this point. There doesn't appear to be a significant severe weather risk with this. And my guess is most places will not get much meaningful precipitation out of this. But let's just see how this evolves as we go through the next two or three days. There is definitely a chance of precipitation during that 12 to 15, say 18-hour time window between, say, 10 o'clock Wednesday night through early Thursday morning. As we move to the later portion next week, we are going to have a start seeing the first signs of a major trough moving into the western U.S. And with that, we will start seeing more southerly flow, warmer temperatures or continued warm temperatures, probably starting to see a bit higher dew point. So that fire risk, even with some of the higher, even potentially some breezier conditions as we head into Thursday, Friday, maybe even Saturday next week, we'll have higher dew points. And with the vegetation starting to green up a little bit more quickly now, that fire risk will probably start going down as we head into later portion next week. And by the time we head into this next weekend, I think we are going to have to start paying very close attention to what ends up evolving with this western trough, because right now it appears like it will be moving, coming into the western, northwestern U.S. and really digging into the southwestern U.S. and then starting to move east and northeast into the southern plains and central plains. The models have been pretty consistent with this signal. Now, their timing hasn't been particularly consistent in terms of like bringing the timing. And so even as of yesterday morning, really yesterday afternoon, it looked like this was more of a late this week, maybe into Sunday type of storm system. Now this is looking more like a Sunday through maybe early Tuesday, the following week type of storm system. So this may not actually have any real impact on us in the next week. But I do really recommend starting to pay close attention to the forecast as we head into the later portion next week, because this storm could be very impactful in terms of its weather. So the, you know, again, I think it's trying to, it's difficult to pinpoint exactly who would get rain, who would get snow. But just given the dynamics that would be possible, the storm system, this would be a relatively strong area of low pressure at the surface that would be probably forming and moving into our area. And the projected path as it stands right now would give the eastern portion of the state a really good chance at some pretty significant precipitation, mostly in the form of rain. As you get into parts of northeastern Nebraska, certainly as you get into central Nebraska, there is certainly going to be the possibility for this to be a fairly, relatively big snowmaker. And again, it's only going to take a change in that storm track of even 60 to 70 miles for that to also be a potential concern for eastern Nebraska, or for it to not be a concern in terms of snow until you get to further west in the state. But again, I think this is a storm system that has potential to bring moisture to everybody in the state, particularly the eastern two-thirds of it, which moisture, which I might add, would be very, very welcome across northeastern Nebraska, where we have really not had much precipitation at all in the last, you know, certainly not the last 6 weeks. And really, if you go back to mid-January, it's been pretty sparse up there. I'll kind of get back into later what we've had this week, but certainly northeastern Nebraska was not a place that did see precipitation this week. But again, I think this, the timing, everything's still a little bit ways out, and I think the forecast will certainly look a bit different as we head into next week. But the point being, there is a strong storm system moving into the central U.S. as we head into the 24th, 25th, and 26th of this month. And any, all forms of precipitation in the state are going to be possible. I would certainly expect some wind, and we certainly are going to get colder as we head into that later time frame too. Now, again, a couple of days ago, it looked like that front would move through on Thursday, and the end of the week would be much colder. Now it's looking more like the later portion of the week will be still relatively mild. So we may actually make it through most of next week by actually, at least especially maybe everywhere besides Panhandle, should stay in the least in the upper 50s, maybe getting into the upper 60s as we head into this late next week. So again, just please pay attention to that forecast as we head into later portion of next week. Moving into the outlook, or I'm sorry, the update portion of the podcast, we did see a bit of degradation on the drought monitor across northeastern Nebraska yesterday. So we saw the introduction of D0 from probably right around Albion in Boone County up into Cedar and Dixon counties. So again, this is not a tremendous expansion of D0. I do think this was a warranted expansion of D0. I mean, the indicators were sort of a little borderline, a little bit mixed on whether or not it was needed. But again, I'm not going to complain if the author this week introduced D0 back in that area. It has been a very, very dry last 45 days. It's also been very, very warm in that region of the state, like it's been for pretty much this whole region and the country in general in the last month. Just with those warmer conditions and the lack of precipitation, we have seen a significant decline in top soil moisture in that region. And again, if there's an area of the state I'm most concerned about for wildfire risk in the next 48 to 72 hours, it's going to be that northeastern quadrant of the state. And that's partly because we have seen less precipitation in that region of the state than we have seen in other parts of the state. We've actually been getting some moisture down here and out state here in the last, say, week or so, which has been good news. The good news on drought monitor, though, is we did see some improvement across portions of southwestern Nebraska. So we did actually see D0 eliminated from parts of 8 counties in southwestern Nebraska. So in an aggregate mode, the percentage of abnormal dryness or abnormal dryness plus drought in the state actually now is down to about 31%. Which is the lowest it's been since June of 2020. So again, in an aggregate consensus or an aggregate means or mode or whatever, we are moving in the right direction with regard to the drought monitor in the state. But again, the short-term dryness in eastern Nebraska, particularly northeastern Nebraska, is a concern. And we are going to start having a risk for drought intensification or drought expansion in those areas if we don't start getting moisture in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I can't stress how critical it is that we get this precipitation here in the next couple of months, because we still have some longer term impacts, you know, particularly closer to the Platte River and south that we need to try to get as eradicated, or at least as close to eradicating as possible here in the next 2 months. Not going to eradicate the entire drought potentially, but we can certainly make a really big dent in it. And, get at least started off going to this next summer with a lot more moisture in the ground than we had this this past growing season of 2023. Not that that would take a whole lot in a lot of cases. Other things to update you on, just taking a look at the snow water equivalent in the North Platte headwaters. So again, if there's been a positive trend here in the last 6 weeks, it's been that western Nebraska has been getting more moisture. Panhandle's been getting more moisture for most of the last month or the last month of 6 weeks. And of course, we had tremendous precipitation across portions of west central Nebraska the previous last Thursday into Friday, where we had, you know, upwards of 20 inches of snow across portions of Lincoln County. And, higher precipitation amounts, higher snowfall amounts into Custer County as well. But again, you know, we did see some improvement in the drought monitor because of the precipitation kind of down toward Imperial and Curtis. So those are all good signs. And with regard to the North Platte headwaters, the median snow water equivalent now is closer to that 15-inch mark. So again, it's a little bit above the median. And, you know, with the recent snowfall that we've gotten in the Front Range of Colorado into Wyoming, that's just additional snowfall that will melt, you know, that will go into those headwaters. So again, I think the prognosis for water coming down the Platte as we head into the later spring and summer is not going to be the best year ever, but certainly not going to be a bad year. And I think that prognosis looks a lot better now than it did even a couple of months ago. It was a couple of months ago that the median snow water equivalent was quite a bit, was the snow water equivalent was definitely below the median for that time. So that is definitely improved. And, you know, if we keep getting these storm systems moving like they are, we will continue to have some decent snowfall in the Central Rockies. So I think that all bodes well. And again, I think the entire state looks like it's in line to potentially see some pretty good precipitation events here in the next, say, couple of weeks. The CPC for outlook for toward the end of the month was wet for pretty much the entire country, including Nebraska. So I think that's all good signs. And, you know, temperatures look cooler the last part of the month and probably into the first part of April. So that should keep some of the water demand and really kind of help maintain some of that moisture that we do get in the soil. So that's all good news in my mind. So in terms of soil moisture, though, you know, again, as I've mentioned on a couple of recent podcasts, We've generally been going the wrong direction up until about, say, the last 24 hours. We did see improvement here across portions of east central and southeastern Nebraska. Not significant improvements, but I think, you know, again, definitely some improvement in the top part of the profile. And, you know, it's one of those situations where if we get significant rainfall next week, or if we can just get a couple showers next Wednesday night and next early the week after, if we get the really, really big rain event, you know, I think our soil moisture situation will be pretty good again. Certainly we'll be back to where we were in early February, potentially back to levels we haven't seen in quite a few years around here. So we've really just never fully recovered last year, even with the heavy precipitation last summer. You know, we're starting to see soil moisture percentiles in northeastern Nebraska drop below the 30th percentile. And I would suspect if we don't get precipitation up there the next 10 days, we're going to see a much more widespread area of 30th percentile or worse up in that area. So hopefully this next storm system or next couple of systems are more favorable for precipitation up in that area. A quick look at soil temperatures across the state. In general, they are very mild for this time of year and well above freezing. Matter of fact, there are a number of sites, most of the sites in southeastern Nebraska, the Mesonet, right now have soil temperatures that are kind of right at 50 degrees as of yesterday. We might see them back off just a little bit this weekend with the cooler temperatures, particularly overnight. We're going to be colder, upper teens, low 20s. Probably on Sunday morning, maybe again on Monday morning. So those soil temperatures are probably coming down a little bit. But with warmer temperatures next week, they probably will get back up into the well in the 40s and maybe even creep back into the low 50s as we head into a later portion next week. So if that means it's easier to get out and do some field work or anything that you would do to take advantage of those soil temperatures, don't really recommend actually going on planting just yet, of course, but some other field work that you may want to do when those soil temperatures creep up a little bit. Certainly, you're certainly within eligibility to do so because those soil temperatures are indeed quite warm for this time of year. And I think that's about all the pertinent information that I wanted to bring up this week. Hopefully, in a couple of weeks, I will actually have an updated spring outlook for you and maybe take a first look at the grass cast for pastures in central and western Nebraska, their outlook for the upcoming season. But for now, I think that concludes the weekly weather outlook and the update for the week ending March 16th, 2024.